thoughts on Bhagavad Gita since last 2 days. We've been really immersed in reading yesterday twice, the day before once, and today, unfortunately, will be the last time. One more reading this afternoon. And when I'm reading Gita like this, I say like this because unfortunately I don't do it during the year. I don't read it from beginning to end in one go. And that's one of the really main benefits of this Gita Jayanti, that all the participants, including myself, have the opportunity to read the Gita regularly, meaning from beginning to end. And while doing so, it gives such a wonderful taste, wonderful experience, because it's Krishna. Krishna's there personally. The words are so sweet, even if you don't even understand, even just the Sanskrit words are so rhythmic, so flowing, so beautiful. The meaning itself is so wonderful, so deep. Sometimes when I'm reading along the verses one after another, and then my eye catches some meaning to the verses that I haven't really picked up before, and I just want to dwell on them, but of course I have to move on, or I find some contextual relevance that I hadn't really picked on up before, and it's like something new, something fresh, something never before experienced. And while Krishna is speaking about karma and jnana and yoga, actually he's just directing our attention indirectly towards the process of surrender to him, just giving up everything and just putting ourselves fully in his hand. Every page of the Gita, it's like Krishna is calling out, Krishna is shouting, Mami kam saranam braja, just surrender to me, have faith in me, I'll protect you, don't worry about anything else. And when I translate those words into another perspective, then Krishna is asking us, his devotees especially, don't you trust me? And don't we trust Krishna? After all that we've experienced, after all the wonderful things that we've been gifted with by Srila Prabhupada, don't we trust that if we put ourselves fully in Krishna's hands, that everything will be all right? Do we want to continue being beaten by the material energy, cheated, disappointed, just because we have more faith in ourselves than we have in Krishna? And so expertly, Krishna just herds us, corrals us. I'm thinking about, just like when at New Brajadam, if we want to have a little calf go out the gate of the corral, but he wants to be in, or vice versa, from outside we want him to go in. But he's determined to go right, to go left, to go back. So what do? You stretch out your arms, and if you have a stick, you hold your stick further out. And whatever direction he wants to go in, then you block his movement. No, you can't go right. No, you can't go left. Yes, you must go forward to that gate, that little opening in the fence. And same thing, whether our minds want to go to sense gratification, we want to go to liberation, we want to go to mystic practice, we want to go to fruit of activity, we want to go to the heavenly planets, Krishna's always blocking us. Neti, 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 not here, not there. Just keep going forward to that place. Don't you see? The path of pure devotional service. Go there, because at the end of that path, I'm standing. And Krishna's whole method in Bhagavad Gita is corralling us to go into that direction which leads to his lotus feet. It's so wonderful. Krishna's so wonderful. And ultimately, these are Krishna's words, Krishna's personal words to Arjuna, but actually to us. Arjuna doesn't need the Bhagavad Gita. We need the Bhagavad Gita. And amongst all the other scriptures, Bhagavatam and so many other books that we may read, but still, here are Krishna's personal instructions, Krishna's call to us, calling out to us, please come to me. Every day, at least, we should read one verse, one purport of Srila Prabhupada and meditate on that. Better yet, read a whole chapter. But constantly remain in touch with Bhagavad Gita so that our lives become the Bhagavad Gita. So that there's nothing that we don't do that's not leading us to Krishna, that's not against Krishna's desire. And everything that we do is just a fulfillment of Krishna's instruction. Certainly. If our lives become the Gita, then we'll become most successful in our lives, in our spiritual lives. We just need to have faith in Krishna. Just depend on Him. And the whole mood of this recitation and message of Gita is so nicely represented, portrayed, by the last verse of Shankaracharya's Gita Mahatmya, of all things. A verse that you'll find quoted and explained by Prabhupada right at the conclusion of the introduction. And the Acharya says, Eka Shastram Devakiputra Gitam Meko Devo Devakiputra Eva Eko Mantrastasya Namami Jani Karmapi Ekam Tasya Devasya Seva. In this present day, people are very much eager to have one scripture, one God, one religion, and one occupation. Therefore, Ekam Shastram Devakiputra Gitam, let there be one scripture only, one common scripture for the whole world, Bhagavad Gita. Eko Devo Devakiputra Eva, let there be one God for the whole world, Sri Krishna. Eko Mantrastasya Namami, and one hymn, one mantra, one prayer, the chanting of His name, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Karmapi ekam tasya devasya seva, and let there be one work only, the service of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That's really wonderful. Ekam shastra devakiputra gitam. Let there just be one scripture for the whole world. It's a fact, people are looking for unity. But if we offer them this solution, then they're most likely not to take it. Why? Well, why yours? Why not mine? Well, come and compare and see. See if you can find a more beautiful God. See if you can find a more systematic, eloquent, elaborate scripture. See if there is a better mantra or prayer than this, and see if there's anything more rewarding than service to the Supreme Lord. So let's not forget Bhagavad Gita. Let's not forget this most important of scriptures. Let's not forget Krishna's message, Krishna's call. Mamekam Sharanam Braja. Just depend on me. Aham tam sarva pape bhyo moksha ishyami. I'll protect you. Don't worry. What does it mean that Krishna will protect us? Aham tam sarva pape bhyo. Whatever sinful activities you performed, don't worry about that. And then what will be your result? You just practice the process of sadhana bhakti. What is that? Manmana bhava mad bhakto. Madhyajimam namaskuru. Mami vaishashi satyam te. Pratijani priyosime. Always think of me. Become my devotee. Worship me. Offer your homage unto me. Thus you will come to me without fail. I promise you this because you are my very dear friend. We will come to Krishna. Mami vaishashi. Satyam. He says, truly, I'm telling you this. It will happen like that. And not only Krishna says truly, but then he also repeats in a different way. He says, Pratijane. He says, I promise you this. Why? Priyosimi. Because you are my very dear friend. Krishna is telling us, you're my very dear friend. I wouldn't lie to you. Just trust me. Just have faith in me. Do these things. Practice Krishna consciousness. And you'll come to me. Truly. I promise you.